What's up, guys? Happy Thursday. Hope you're having a wonderful week so far, man. I want to talk about a few weeks ago, I was telling you guys an update, right? I was telling that I was like looking for mixing clients, right? And I was hitting up Facebook groups, right? And that was a good way of getting free, you know, I was offering free mixes for people's first song to try it out. And that went really well for a little while. Some of those mixes, some of those free, you know, free clients turned into paid gigs, which was awesome. But then, you know, it really started to slow down. And I'm, you know, I hit up the Facebook groups again, and I had like one wave or two waves after that, and it didn't really like lead anywhere. And then I started again, like a little worried. I was like, man, fuck, like that, I gotta try like different strategies. So I tried like hitting people up directly on Instagram, you know, saying that like I'm offering a free mix, and very, very minimal responses. So lately what I've been doing is, over the past 2 days, I've been hitting up Reddit, and I actually got a bunch of hits on Reddit, and that's great. So I hope they actually manifest, you know, like a lot of people claimed interest. So I hope that they actually send me stuff. So far, I've gotten one from Reddit, but I do have like probably like 5 or 6 other leads. Hopefully they'll be sending me stuff soon, because I just want to mix, man. It's just great to, it's just great, you know, because obviously like when you mix someone for free, although it's free, it's a lot of other things. You're building a potential relationship with that person. Also, it's just great because it's great for your portfolio. You do a really good job and you're helping them out, and you're expanding your portfolio by doing different genres and different styles of music. And it just kind of like, you know, it flexes your skills, and it's really great to try different types of music. I just did an R&B song. Like I just did a hip hop song, which is so different from my wheelhouse. You know, I'm mainly looking for like rock, acoustic, folk, alternative, psychedelic, and a little bit of progressive. That's like ideal for me, but it's great to do other styles. Another one that I hit up was an acapella Facebook group in Massachusetts here in Boston. And I got one hit so far, still waiting on them to finish recording. And then hopefully I'll be mixing them too, and then I can have like acapella track in my portfolio. But I don't know. I know I've mentioned Graham Cochran from the Recording Revolution. I've mentioned him before, you know, back when I was like really mixing my album, and his resources, his videos on YouTube are super duper helpful. But lately, like, and I mean like within the past week, he started his own podcast called The Graham Cochran Show. Love him, man. I just love the way he speaks. Super clear, very, very honest, very transparent. And although his podcast is not really about mixing, it's about online business. And he answers a question. He talks about he answers a question about mixing, and he's not really pro Facebook ads, which is very against Gary Vaynerchuk. He's all about Facebook and Instagram ads. Oh, that was another thing I forgot to mention earlier in this, you know, a couple minutes ago, was that a lot of my Facebook ads, most, if not all, but like, you know, like 99% of my Facebook ads, they were not working. I was not getting hits on my mixing ads. And I was really wondering why. I even paid a guitar influencer, or like a guitar curating page. They just post like people's guitar videos. This account has like 580,000 followers. And I paid them $70 for them to post it on their feed, you know, as a post, but also a story. And I got like 2 hits, and those didn't, I mean, I know it's only been like a week, but they didn't have it manifested into any gigs, man. It was like so many people saw it. The video got like 38,000 views, which is like pretty low, but still 38,000 views. And I got like some comments. People were like, I mean, obviously you get some trolls like sucks or like still sucks. I did like a before and after kind of video. And, you know, but a lot of people were like, this is really cool, blah, blah, blah. It's like, wow, it sounds really cool. But it just didn't like transfer into anything. It's really making me think a lot about Instagram, man. People on Instagram, they really just want to be like entertained. I feel like people on Instagram, this is just a vibe that I'm getting, mainly just in the goals that I'm pushing for. Instagram doesn't seem to be a very good place to like find clients in, or I it must really depend on the industry and obviously how you do it. But I've been trying a lot on Instagram, and I found more success on Facebook groups and so far Reddit. But what Graham said when he asked a question about mixing, someone was like, do you recommend like ads like to get clients? And he was like, I'm actually very like, I'm not against ads, but I'm not for ads. I think you can do a lot of damage without having to give money to Mark Zuckerberg, is what he said. But he was like, he's like, what I suggest is going out there and just meeting people. And, hold on 1 second. Okay, yeah. Going out there and just meeting people and building relationships with bands. So that's what I've been doing, man. That's what I'm about to do, rather. I'm creating an Excel spreadsheet, and I'm going to hit up bands on bands in town, local bands in Boston, and bands in town and also Bandcamp. And I'm just going to hit up, find bands, search bands that are in the wheelhouse of the genres that I want to be mixing for. And, you know, give them a compliment, show them that I listen to their music, a couple of their songs, and that I'm interested in, like, mixing their music, and I'll try the first one off for free. So I'm going to be doing this over, like, the next week, and I'm excited to update you guys next week. But yeah, it's all about, this is music, man. Everything is about personal relationships, right? Everything is about building relationships. Like, it's hard to want, I wasn't really seeing the other side. It's like, I got to think about the customer, you know. It's hard to always think about the other side. If I want my songs mixed, am I just going to respond to just some video or some ad that I see on Facebook? Like, I don't know that person. I'm more prone to find someone through word of mouth, right? Or someone who has contacted me directly and has expressed interest in my own music. People are sensitive, right? Musicians are sensitive. They want to be complimented. They want someone to touch their songs, like someone who they know and trust, right? And they like. So I'm going to be working on this for the next few days. I'm excited to update you guys, see what happens. But yeah, I'm excited to tell you guys about this. But yeah, have a wonderful weekend, and I'll talk to you guys next Tuesday. Love you guys. Take care.